This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, today is the deadline for students to lock in a spot at their chosen college by plunking down a deposit. And for many state universities, an increasing number of those students will be coming from out of state. Gigi Duban reports.
In-state tuition at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is just over $10,000. Non-residents pay $26,000. In spite of that, out-of-state enrollment there keeps growing. Joanne Berg is a vice provost at the university.
So even though we're seeing pretty much a significant growth in the interest in international and out-of-state students, we really are looking at enrolling as many Wisconsin students as we can.
She says the University of Wisconsin has a cap on its percentage of out-of-state undergrads. But that ceiling did go up this year, from 25% to 26.5%. But the risk is shutting out low-income students. Bradley Kurz teaches higher education at the University of Missouri. Kurz just did a study on the topic.
So we sort of expected that if you bring in more out-of-state students, you're more likely to be bringing in more wealthy affluent students. And we find that finding pretty strong.
On the other hand, he says, a Midwestern school like Wisconsin almost needs to look out-of-state to diversify its student body. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.